Good morning. A cold front out toward the Niagara frontier is bringing plenty of clouds to the region this morning. Temperature-wise, with the cloud cover, it is on the mild side again, relatively speaking, with most locations staying in the 50s and even some upper 40s overnight and now early this morning. We'll continue to see dry weather for most of the day today, even as that cool front approaches. So with mostly cloudy skies, we'll have just the risk of a few showers, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, by the end of the afternoon, and then into the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley toward evening. Temperatures today will stay in the 60s for afternoon highs. Overnight tonight, that front will push through the region, and there's a better chance for more of us to see scattered showers. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy, and areas of fog will develop overnight, and once again, it'll be relatively mild with lows back into the lower and middle 50s. A break as this front passes to the east. It looks like we'll be mainly dry after some morning clouds tomorrow. Afternoon sunshine will allow temperatures to reach to about 70. That same front will track all the way down into the Mississippi Valley, where we'll pick up a wave of low pressure. That wave of low pressure will head in our direction for Thursday night and early Friday morning with another round of rain. So we may wake up to some wet weather on Friday morning, though the sunshine will come back mixed with clouds on Friday afternoon, and temperatures will reach the lower to middle 60s. Another wave of low pressure will approach over the weekend, but right now Saturday looks mostly dry. Chance of a late day shower, but again, the best chance of showers with this next wave will be overnight during Saturday night and Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon will have mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures over the weekend will start off in the 60s on Saturday, but slide back to the 50s for highs on Sunday. It looks like 50s will do it with the chance of showers for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a flash flood watch continues for much of east and northeastern parts of Texas, southwestern Arkansas, and parts of northwest and north-central Louisiana. A rich supply of Gulf of Mexico and Pacific moisture is combining with a cold front moving across the four-state region, producing heavy rainfall with widespread 1 to 3 inch amounts with localized 4 and 5 inch totals across the flash flood area. And Tropical Depression 26 near Guam in the eastern Pacific Ocean is expected to intensify over the next several days. It'll be monitored closely as this could develop into a major typhoon as it heads toward Japan this weekend. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Charlestown, Antigua, and Barbuda at 6 p.m. Eastern Time back on Saturday. The last report of hail is at Chetwynd Airport in Canada at 6:12 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility, mostly cloudy skies and fog, 39 degrees with a south-southwest wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 41. 59% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 12 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo showers, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 71 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 64, that's 14 degrees above normal. A trace of rainfall yesterday for the month still 1.84 inches, which is 1/100th of an inch above normal. And 38.16 inches for the year, which is 6.88 inches of precipitation above normal. There was one heating degree day in Albany yesterday for the month, now 95, and 267 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees. The average low, 39. The record high, 88, set in 1947, and the record low, 25, in 1978. Sunrise this morning is at 7:10 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:11 p.m., 11 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers late this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with a scattered shower tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the middle 60s. Cloudy with a scattered shower tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with the chance of a shower late this afternoon and highs in the mid-60s. Showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds and increasing sun near 70. Rain on Thursday night. A leftover shower Friday morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon in the lower to mid-60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, a late-day shower, lower 60s. A scattered shower Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy and cooler, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s Monday, and a chance of showers Tuesday of next week with highs staying in the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.